kanda na turanga na marama garabu na wanelewa ena bunu alibungo New Zealand ibuka usimi ena ba city libungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM owa mbule tu bikanda na turanga marama garabu na wanelewa ena sana tini kabani nondo bandua kanda sama ibuka itukutuku ena bunu alibungo Wellington imbule minaka sabo mbule tu gani ena adha tali ena adha nimbula ena adha ninganga ni wani turanga o Jesus Christo kaunita kana bose ni kalou ena na rongoza ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena bitumbiri kibikenda ena singa nindai ndaki nimbule ni tabutu ndaki nimbule ni tao ndatiku mbule vale senda baro tu mbule mbule ndakalaka senda baro tu mbule loma ni motoka unoza mga baro mbule kina mataka ni singa nindai sana ungitabi mbule kinda bakitu kibikenda ena mataka ni singa ningua ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena singa minaka ni kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kalu kini ndo tali lele bolo ni vingarami ena singa nindai lako tumbega mai New Zealand wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli sio sama ilioni vuno tunde tu ena vuno ongo New Zealand kapaka itu itu kena vuno wali mungo Wellington au sama mbule tu eni weekenda ena singa minaka ni kuwa sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka ni kuwa amba mai la umbeka la ka unrobe mbua si madhuata mai mba patakira o kandavu la mai viti tailevu rewa serwa unamosi sende ula labi unanroga patakira musa sana labu la umbekina au sanga umbule tugani ena sige mila nikua na hava tali ni wani turaha kwa Jesu Kristo
amen in the vastal sa wana turaha kwa sige mila kanikua praise the Lord the church kumana maitu nengas tali amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here at Foreshores at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's still Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We came here to listen to the Lord, we came to worship centers, so we came here to listen to the Western, but the Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We came here to listen to Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rosie, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rosie, and I believe the Rosie family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melody kina na for sure, but it is so big and the kokenda simbere you vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, kwesimbere ni dulavawati. But at the gymnasium, na locality ni livun wono na lelote kina, ibina katikina na menda vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang abi makambula weekend. So weekend sa loni lotu weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the sengani lotu new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Akerunduri nikota to save. Nakabakalem
devil for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local we get on my TV and the Sawati, Kabakabota, we can and the Vakarongi, when you couldn't only be this community to change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can remember No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also, we came in and damage going to be one in Bula, to be Mate, Sakamiko Bunuai, Sangani Rawa. So we can see like Bula, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to know that we can do what we can do. Kako niko bakatara, namati ko chikong gorviko, meme ibo, kote lewe na nomo bula ni bambota. Maro taka na nomo kalo. Maro taka na nomo turang. Wakitara ito na maro, find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngaselebu.
We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. The Rongola Niko and Tunialo, we ingasue, Nanakai Tusanagatiko, Hemeni, Nakao Tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni, Nakao Bala Tusa, and Dona Singa Tomba Maiweko, Matalaba. We walk by faith, not by sight. Well, Mulatal, the weekend on Turanga Marabo, the Rono, and the Lava Ovisa, we stay Senitolo on your visa, we Lord it over your visa, Nimbula Minaga. Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, do not make me okay. Come to my door, sir. All that is the water is the Lord, baby. I will never let you come down. Hallelujah. Doctor, we can. Doctor, we come down and we And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lao, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Amen.
And a Roman was washed and told by the new eye.
Danny, and I'm going to say, I'm making the new one. He wants to get over. Sit down. He spoke to the wind. Sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciples asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo ndambi tu ni kuwa iko kote tu kuma ina nomulenga iko kote tu kuma ina with all iko lakusha tu right place at the right time with the right word. Oh hallelujah! Slap your high five man to be kato kasi amge kabi kwa tiko donu ngona ngono wasa donu. Amen. Niko tiko nala wasa nala sala nala. Niko tiko donu wasa donu donu donu. Sam donu melo malang inge donu iko. Sin donu may mulu donu melo malang in donu iko. Amen. Nakae zala wana tamata eno donu wana kalu. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndambi tukini kuwa sona kame ya dhona no mungula vaka mevisa ubalila indabika ikona numa nivina kabiko. Sabe kenda ya varongu tukumini kuwa duna kame ya dho emituba kandota likina no mungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai waka dalaka.
Iyo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turumbi akaniyado, yesa yado. Yeni kwa merongo tuko nandomi ni kilo wiko, nanonononuma, etu indume nanonononuma. Na ven kai kwa nanonuma ni vina kaviko, etu indume na kai nanonuma kwa ni vina kaviko. Yenda na rai loma lai, da sengi nireza na kani za wazawa. Ge kau kwa wiko patike yao. Mevakana yawa ni loma lai, menandele ni burubura. Sabaka kina, nanonononuma, kina nanonononuma. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikeda Singatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kavini Singatambu, and I had any Tibola Tinangu, Naneto Male Sengakina in the lounge, open space, Brechmana Neto store. Kitana Nondonda Mitimakito Chulakatumini store. Wasting a tumble, and I am in a net to stolen a tinago and Mavaro to get it on a Vimada, get on and Dandavo get it to get on the year to Nalanser, Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Goninito Munuti Bambakau. Langono Soto, Susurak Chumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito le lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gendo bata nsinga tabu maya, kito ndami tiko. Osarebe na tamangu, mila to wala kasarebe tamangu. Bingo ni kete kito nandawa, langa seri tu na langa polo tu nandawa tunga isi tamangu. Tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gatile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. The Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I
to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, what we best go to come in a kid? Yes. You're going to tell me the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit. Yes. We can't never come out here. We can't never come out. You can say, you can't never come out. Make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membo leti kemdo sangata ngo ikila o yuko tuna no mitu tuba na rumo da tuni kwa na ta o kire randini pa uti manda no mitu na membo leta na wa yuko kuta ni bino muta na una sarevi kuma ikina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church, I will make it alone. I begin.